feels delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yeah. You know how to go down. It's your man, DJ Big Stu, on a Sunday night. You know what I mean? We're going to play some R&B music for y'all tonight. You know, I always flip it up, man. Last night, I just was showing y'all I was versatile. I was doing a little something with the dance, but now I'm going to do a little something with the R&B. You know what I'm saying? Just switch it up a little bit. You know, here and there, I got to change it up a little bit and just show people that I'm a real DJ, that I'm about music. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just about one gentry to me or nothing like that. I'm about music, man. So, you know, that's what I do. I be kicking the music real flavor. You know what I mean? But also today, I'm going to talk a little bit about Dwight Howard and his baby mama, Royce Reed. You know, the Royce Reed, they got some situations going on, some things that she's trying to make happen. And also, I'm going to talk about some celebrities, man. We got a couple of celebrities that they looked it better when they were thicker than, because they slim now, and they looked it better than when they were thicker. So we got a list of people like that we're going to talk about. And then on the flip side, we're going to talk about some celebrities, females, who the reason why they cakes, you know the cakes, y'all know what the cakes are. The reason why the cakes look so good because they waistline is mad thin. You know what I'm saying? They keep trim and lean and the waistline is good. So we got a great show today, man. I got some hot R&B, man. You know what I'm saying? I just been feeling good. I said I'm going to throw it down real, real, real right tonight. You know, big shouts out to everybody that's been showing us mad love. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to everybody that's hitting the website, man. You're helping us blow up. I feel real good. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody for the support, man. You know what I'm saying? But once again, it's your man, DJ Big Stu, Beef Stu Radio. You know what I'm saying? I just got to let you know where I'm at.
Beef Stu Radio.
We're going to get into this music right now, just like...
Come up there to the full of grass.
Let's do it. We're going to take it back. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. We're going to rock right now. We're going to rock this real big. Let's go. She's doing her thing with the little outfits. I see you on Facebook, Sunshine. Make sure y'all check out Sunshine and Friends on Facebook. Go cop one of them outfits, ladies. It's in the building.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope, it's Mary J. Ain't a damn thing changed. Kicking ill flavor with the Teflon Dawn. Wrecking shot, getting dropped. We got it going on. So what's it gonna be? The real one, the fake one? You need a minute to think. Well, home, you better take one. Huh? My time is up. Peace out to Brooklyn. Puffin' Daddy, yo. Hey, yo, bring the
verse.
Love it.
gonna take it back real deep. It's your man DJ Big Stu on Beach Stu Radio. We doing this R&B Sundays. I'm chilling them today. Everybody that was up there at the Magnificent 7 video shoot with my man Travis Jacobs, Johnny Juan, Ray Vaughn, and the rest of the family. They was doing their thing up on the 130th and Lenox, all around Harlem. They was getting it in real big. Cold Crush Brothers and everybody was there. Big shouts out to them doing it. Big out, definitely big shouts out to my man Travis Jacobs. Keep bringing that info, homie.
Ladies go into show, man, there's no need to be up.
extended.
Oh, shit, like a bag, right?
Yeah.
Hear that? Hear that? Damn. So, yo, you like the show tonight? You enjoy yourself?
What? Kind of like Buffett, don't you?
I hear that. I feel like that. Hey, yo, check this out. Hold up.
Let's go somewhere.
Hold up. First, what are you here with? You here by yourself? Well, I know you got a man. Around, let me see some.
Big shout to my cousin, Kenny Zack. See you, fam.
Hey, step outside. You know what I'm saying? It's too loud. That's right. The shining star. You're my shining star, girl.
Yo, New York in the house. It's Brooklyn in the house.
I know y'all remember this one. We're going to take it back to my man ODB with Mariah, yo. We was doing it real big back then. Big shouts out to my man Jazz, Rich Kid, you know what I'm saying? And all my homies from GOF, you know what I'm saying? Fat Cat, Lenny Green, Trace Dog, my man Tony Bookhart, Archie, the whole family, the whole 109th Street, Jerry, Jason, the whole crew. Let's do it. Clippers, I can't forget my man Clippers. Yeah, let's go. right now. Let's do it. Y'all remember this.
I love you anyway, baby. Anyway and every way I can. I'm that kind of man.
And let you dangle in my arms, cause love is power. Can you feel it? Sky's the limit once you reveal it. Your heart was wounded, God sent me to heal it. On a mission, ain't no stress, love. Touch it with precision, just undress, love. I know the right position. Come on, trust me, girl. Throw this rock up on your hand, I give you the world. And your face,
woo!
On the grill was the honey looking late.
Ooh, baby, baby,
yeah. Where are my DJs at? Shout out to all the DJs out there. Y'all know how we used to do it. This was real big. Make noise, y'all.
Boy, you should know that I've got you on my mind. Your secret admirer. I've been watching.
Let me see if y'all remember this. Fresh Prince, Tatiana Ali, when she was a little girl.
I'm dreaming of you. kiss in the sky. Tatiana Ali, girl, you knock me.
And it's your man DJ Big Stu, and I plan to kill the airwaves today. I guarantee you, I plan to kill the airwaves today. I'm gonna talk about Dwight Howard. He got some baby mama drama. You know what I mean? You know him and you know his baby mother Royce Reed. You know, I want to say her name right, Royce Reed, R-E-E-D. You know, y'all might know her from Basketball Wives or whatever. Well, that's his baby mother, Dwight Howard. And, you know, she wants the freedom. She's trying to go to the judge, and she wants freedom to blast him publicly. You know, that's, you know, because right now she has a gag order about their relationship. You know, they got a custody battle over their son. And she wants to come out publicly and just flip on him and trash him and blow his name up, but the courts are not letting her. So I'm going to give y'all a couple of things, man, what she wanted to try to say about Dwight. You know what I'm saying? This is Dwight Howard, basketball player, you know what I'm saying? And this is from his baby mama, Royce Reed, from Basketball Wives. Anyway, Dwight is not morally fit to have custody of their son. That's one of the first things she's saying. You know, that's, I guess, you know, I don't know why she feels that way, but she said he's not morally fit. So I guess his morals doesn't suit her needs. You know, we don't know if she's mad or not. Is that just her being a little bitter? But that's something, you know, she wants to say publicly, which I don't really know if it'll make a difference, because a lot of times when the baby mother and the baby father doesn't get along, they both say stuff about each other, and you don't know who to believe. So he could be saying stuff about her, she could be saying stuff about him. Well, anyway, Dwight's mental state is sketchy. What that means? He's sketchy. You know, that's what she's saying. She's saying his mental state, like he's not mentally ready to be a father for their kid. So that's kind of bug right there. You know what I'm saying? I don't really understand that. Dwight has, now this one is crazy. I definitely want to kick this one to y'all because this is kind of bug. Dwight has funny substances laying around the house that a kid shouldn't see. Wow. That's deep. You know what I mean? That is deep. She's trying to, you know, I don't know what she's trying to say. Funny substances, it could be talking weed. See, the thing about it is that it could be weed. It could, you know, what you trying to say? He got some coke. You know, what you trying to say about Dwight? You know what I'm saying? It's like we can't really figure it out. You know what I'm saying? But that's where it is right there, you know? And the things, she has other horrible things she wants to say, man, but you know, it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even gonna go in there. But she filed out the public papers. You know what I'm saying? She filed out some legal documents, and she's really trying to be able to go public and make this public. You know, because like I said, the court has a gag order in it. But you know, I just wish that people, when especially celebrities, black celebrities, they could you know, fix their thing without going to court, without making it public, you know, because already she's a basketball wife. So, you know, by going through all this, it ain't going to look even better. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying Dwight is the greatest guy. I don't know what's the deal between their relationship. You know what I'm saying? If he's taking care of the kid or not. But he's trying to have a custody battle with her. So he's actually won custody of his son. So he's claiming his son. So I take it that they're just not getting along. And, you know, she doesn't like him and he doesn't like her. And that's what it is. But that's where we at with that. When I come back from the next little music set, we're going to talk about the celebrities who look hotter when they were thicker. They don't look so good when they lost weight. Well, this is by a survey. You know, they took a survey and they asked and they named a couple of, you know, females. Most of it is females on here. You know, I guess it was a bunch of guys who took the survey. But anyway, took the survey and they named a bunch of females who looked at actually better when they were chunky. And they don't like the way they look when they were skinny. So we're going to get back into some music because I guarantee you I'm going to kill the airwaves tonight. There's no question about it. It's your man DJ Big Stu. You listen to Beef Stew Radio. You know what I'm saying? 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 I'm doing what I got to do. I know Kappa keeps saying about that you know button, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take another one. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The button's a little delay. You know what I'm saying? Okay, there we go. Now we're going to get it right popping once again. It's the DJ, Big Stu, Beef Stu Radio, the people's choice. They love us, y'all. That's how we do what we do and we do what we do.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, if you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby, better say my name.
Any other day, I will call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady?
Yeah.
y'all. Remember Nothing Nice. That was R. Kelly's group back in the days. Let's do it, y'all.
gentleman. If anybody can fit the description, baby, I can. Someone who cares and dares to give himself completely. You got it in me. You need a man with sensitivity.
You need a man.
Take this to Brian McKnight for all the fellas who lost that girl out there. She used to be your girl. Let's take it back.
B. McKnight with Tim and Bob. This is not another love song.
See, I know what you're thinking. You're feeling like a lucky guy. I was the same way, 'cause she was hard to come by. I was on her so hard that I almost lost my hustle.
Go ahead, playboy, do your thing.
Don't be mad if she called my name.
All my friends are holding her hand, doing it big like you're the man. But she was my girl, she used to be my girl. I must admit that she's a 10 that she didn't tell you about way back when she was my girl, she used to be my girl.
See, I know how you're feeling. I used to be in your shoes, so calm down with your attitude. You're just the next somebody new. You never know how much she's feeling you, so be happy that you got her.
Don't know much about you, do.
Sorry, I gotta break the news.
She's been thinking about me, and I tell you why. She couldn't even hold her head up.
Just a
game. You want it, you got it. Take it, you got it.
Big shout out to my nephew Tafari, making me a grand uncle. Congratulations, son.
My girl, she used to be my girl. I must admit that she's a 10 that she didn't tell you about when she was my girl.
She used to be
my girl.
Couldn't even hold her head up when you're
on. Don't go waiting on me.
It's
airwaves tonight. I'm telling y'all, I'm killing it. Down with a little bit of Monica. Let's do it.
When I first saw you, I already knew there was something inside of you, something I thought that I would never find. Angel of mine, I looked at you looking at me. Now I know I the best things are free. I'm gonna love you, boy, you are so fine. Angel of mine, how you changed my world, you'll never know. I'm different now,
I should be
I'm holding it down to next week. You're listening to the People's Choice Beef Stew Radio. I'm in the building just playing a little bit of R&B tonight, giving y'all something different, because I'm bound to kill this station tonight. I'm telling you, I'm killing it tonight.
I'm
once again, you know where you at. You know where you at. You in the building with your man DJ Big Stu at Beef Stu Radio. That's how
Beef
we do it.
Stew
all day, all night. Keep it pumping, keep it funky. I got to come back. I told y'all I was going to come back with the, you know, they took a man survey. They went to a bunch of men and they asked them which female celebrities who used to look hotter when they was thicker, when they was heavier, and they're slimmer now. So we're gonna go down the list. It's about five women, you know, five or six women, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna let y'all judge, you know, because some of these things I'm about ready to say could be argumented, you know what I'm saying? People can argue about it, but you know, you got your own opinion. As a matter of fact, if you do wanna call and say something, you can 914-338-1685 in the building. You can give me a call and let me know how you feel about it. Maybe hit me toll free, 877-288-6883. Let me know what you feel about it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to break down into it. The first one is Amber Rose. They said Kanye used to have her on a strict diet and kept her skinny. You know what I mean? But the only thing about what happened with her, when she got with my man Wiz Khalifa, he made her get back thick again. So that's why you see she get thick again. But when she's with Kanye, just check out the pictures. You're going to see she's real slim because Kanye kicked, like, he really made her be on a diet. Like, from what I understand, he was controlling her and making her be on a diet and making her stay fit, you know? I mean, he was keeping her healthy, but, you know, it's just strange to hear that he was the one doing it instead of her doing it on her own. But Amber Rose is a number one. The next one might be, you know, it might be, everybody might feel this way, a few guys might feel this way, but they're talking about Jennifer Hudson. They say, you know, she was much better when she was thicker. They said she was actually perfect because she wasn't too big and she wasn't too thick. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they don't like the way, you know, they say a lot of men on the survey, men don't like the way Jennifer looked with the lost weight. It's crazy. You would think that men would be more attracted to Jennifer, but nah, Jennifer, they don't like you like that. All right? So once again, we talk about the celebrities who looked at hotter when they were thicker and before they lost their weight. Maya. Y'all remember Maya, right? Maya got skinny one time, and she didn't really look too good. But then they show a picture of Maya, and they consider Maya to be perfect. You hear what I said? Perfect when she's rocking a thick body. You know what I mean? So that's what it is with Maya. I don't know. Now, this one may be that some people may argue. I'm pretty sure some of you out there don't agree to this one. Nicki Minaj. Some of y'all may say different, you know. But they say the more famous Nicki get, the more weight she lose. You know what I mean? And they were saying, even though there's a big argument and there's a big discrepancy amongst men that her cakes are big, but they were saying, you know, there's a lot of guys, but all guys and together said they liked her better when the Gucci Man era. That's, you know, when she was on the video with Gucci Man and she was Gucci Mane and she was real thick and everything like that. That every guy agreed that they liked the Dad Nicki a little better. Now, this one, maybe you guys might agree with this one, but then again, I think a lot of guys don't even care with this one. Y'all know who I'm getting ready to say. Beyonce. Yeah, they say Beyonce, they say the only thing about Beyonce is her weight fluctuates every day. You know, you don't never know how much she's going to weigh what week. One week she weighing this, one week she's a little heavy, one week she's real skinny. But they said Beyonce is a perfect 10 when she's rocking the heavyweight, when she's rocking the heavy section. So that's what all men agree on. The last one, they showed a picture of her young, and they're glad that she grew into better. They said when she was younger, she was not attractive. Nobody liked her. She had a few records out, and nobody noticed her. Rihanna. But they say as she got older, she grew into the Rihanna that you see right now. They say she has the number one thighs in the business when the guys voted on her. She has the best thighs in the music business right now. As for coloring, as for leg toning, as for the way it look, as for the shine, that's what they say. Well, you know, I always bring you different stuff, but late now I'll bring you after this, you know, once after we do this next segment of music, I'm going to bring you the girls who got big butts, or big cakes, how they say it nowadays. But check this out. They got big cakes, but they got little tiny waists. So the little tiny waists make the big cake big. So a couple of them that we, you know, some of them girls that's on that list was on this list coming up too. But there's some other new people on the list too. So when we come back from this music segment, we're going to hit that one up. Once again, you're listening to the People's Choice, Beef Stew Radio. I got to let them know where they at.
Beef Stew Radio.
All the time, all day, all night. That's how we do it here. Let's go. So in this segment, I want everybody to put your hands in the air because we're going to get real busy right now. Let's go. Job. Good shout out to my man. Good to see you, T.
Tell me what's up. Uh-uh. Let me explain to you what I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't.
This one for all the girls who ain't having it. Let's do it. Tell your man how it's supposed to be done.
Walking through that
baby,
door. Ain't nothing else to say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby. Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go.
Yeah.
called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend your man? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. When you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out Koreans. Come again. And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Papa Yang.
You got yeah.
Stop pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child supports late. Money taking home, breaking out. You wonder why women hate men. The sleepy silent man, the punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the demon. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? Within. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again.
I wanna know.
take it down. Yes, once again, we in the building. You're listening to Beef Stew Radio with your man, DJ Big Stew. I'm in the building, the people's choice. Anyway, now we're talking about the girls that got the little itty-bitty waist. All right, I'm going to get into them real quick. Rosa Acosta, Sierra, Salida Ebanks, Katy Perry, Amber Rose, Megan Good, Nicki Minaj, Lola Monroe, and Hoops. Now, these ladies are considered the ladies that got the big cakes, but the little tiny waist, but they might have had surgery to get it done. So, you know, think about that while you're listening to this Butter Love, man. We get back.
It's more than sexual, this love, you know, it's proper dough, it's oh so, so incredible.
Take y'all y'all back on this one. I'm having fun right here tonight, y'all. DJ Big Stu, Beef Stu Radio, the People's Choice. I'm in the building, baby.
Yeah, you don't hear me though. Yeah, you don't hear me though.
They say, yo, Stu, you killing them. They say, yo, Stu, you killing them. I tell you, I'm killing them.
I'm that kind of girl, so this is what I tell my dude. I tell him to
kick off your shoes and relax your feet.
Killing them, y'all telling me I ain't killing them. Sunday night R&B early style, once in a while. This is your man DJ Big Stu. I tell you, I could do it all, from the dance to the hip hop to the R&B. I'm in the building, the People's Choice. Let's get it, y'all. I only rock hip hop.
Let me do all the things you want me to do.
I say I'm versatile. Let's do it.
Talk to me.
Finish at all. I'ma kill them all the way to the fat lady sing, baby.
I wanna be down with only you.
really wanna do it. Get down, wanna be down with the Yeah, I'm having fun, man. Word, it was real good. You know, I haven't been in one of these modes in a long time when I just want to rock every record that's in front of me and do everything and just spit it, splow. Thanks for everybody who started following me after yesterday's dance show, man. I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? That made me feel real good, you know, because I just want to show y'all that I'm versatile. I could play any music. That I'm just a DJ that loves music. You know, you may come on Beef Stew Radio one day, and I might got some rock and roll. You know what I mean? So, you know, just holding it down to next week for my man. So, you know what I'm saying? Well, so I just came out to do a little R&B and rock a little bit hardcore for y'all this week, man. But it's all good all day, all night, all time of day. I'm going to keep it going, keep it going to the end. Like I said, until the fat lady sings, I'm going to do it again.
I got to be real with you, baby. Just got to let you know.
See, hold up. I like this song. I just want to tell you, I like this song. That's why I'm going to rock it one more time. Because we only got a few more minutes. And then I'm going to mix a few more. Then I'm out of here. Let's do that, y'all.
You're like my homie, my shorty. You've shown me so many things. And you're so special to me. We've been kicking it for a while. Your sexy smile, prima donna style. Ooh, you're driving me so wild. Ain't got no.
This is how the brother break it down. I just want y'all to hear that before we get up out of here.
Ooh, you got that bomb love making. It's more than sexual. This love, you know, is proper dough. It's oh so, so incredible.
When I was younger, I was going to be a singer, you know what I'm saying? Because I always wanted to break it down like this, you know what I'm saying? Because I break it down just like this.
You got it going on, word is born, sun just with platforms, feet pedicure with no corn. You got that sex appeal on the real, so sure, soft hands, French manicure, no makeup, you're so pure. You don't be tripping when I'm kicking it. Niggas, you don't be questioning where I've been. You got that confidence, sexiness, thickness, that bomb shit. And I get
you got it going on,
yeah. Baby.
That's real hot right there. And I'm going to keep it going right now. You know, I got to rock with my homie right there. This is my dude right here. He always be kicking it real hard.
It seems like just the other day that we hooked up.
I was driving, you were smoking, and I pulled you up.
From that moment on, I knew you were the one. Yeah.
I was.
Hold up. Did I tell you I'm going to kill him to the fat lady sing?
He would sit and talk for hours about anything.
Baby, you hang up, no, you hang up, on three hang up.
I brought you with my picture and I gave you everything.
Said you'd always be my baby, then you bow.
How you gonna
up and leave me now? How you gonna act like that? How you gonna change it up?
Stop running.
Listen, babe, every time I see you,
I see the lines are flushing right now, man. I want to thank y'all for coming out, baby. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all I was going to do it right. The Fat Lady thing. It's your man, DJ Big Stu, Beef Stu Radio. I'm holding it down just so my people get back next week. We doing it real big all day, all day, all day, all day. You know what I mean? That's how we do this 7 days a week on the People's Choice, man, Beef Stu Radio. You know what I'm saying? I took y'all to the Shangri-La-Di-Da-Da, to the hotel, to the motel, to the Holiday Inn tonight. I know y'all know that. I told y'all I was going to kill them. That's what I do. But at the end of the day, I just want everybody to know where you're at, man. When you wake up in the morning, just know where you're at, man. You was with DJ Big Stu, the People's Choice, at the Face to Be.
Beef Stu.